This is a New Focus magazine production, that the purpose of God according to election might stand. The following reading, Strong in Thy Strength, is by Peter Manny and is read by Terence Ellard. My rock, my shield, thou savest me. 2 Samuel 22:3. One of the songs at our recent New Focus conference was Edith Cherry's great hymn, We Rest on Thee, Our Shield and Our Defender. Sung to the lovely melody Finlandia, it is a rousing anthem of praise to God and speaks much of the believer's confidence in the Lord Jesus. Edith's lyrics contain some fine evangelical themes, such as resting upon the sure foundation of Christ's finished work, walking by faith, not by sight, and the bondage-banishing blessing of imputed righteousness. It encourages believers to rest in Christ's strength when we are weak, tested, and troubled. Finally, it brings us to the Christian's glorious hope, our victorious entry into heaven through gates of pearly splendor, there to rest in Christ forevermore. The hymn has provided support for believers in all manner of difficult and dangerous situations. In 1956, 5 missionaries sang it before entering the Ecuadorian jungle in South America. Their plan was to take the gospel to the Aka Indians. Their names were Nat Saint, Ed McCulley, Jim Elliott, Roger Lordian, and Peter Fleming. After the men reached the Aucas, the Indians murdered them on the Cararé River. Years later, contact with the Aucas was re-established, and many profess faith in Christ, including the killers, which is how first-hand details of the missionaries' deaths came to light. In this life, the Lord's people meet all manner of trouble and hardship. To be sure, unbelievers will never be able to protest with any justification that they had a harder passage on earth than God's people. In recent weeks, we have spoken to believers who have survived assassination attempts, undergone treatment for cancer, are living with creeping dementia, and are dealing with harsh realities in their family life. Yet their faith stands firm, for they are resting in the strength of Jesus Christ. When we speak of Christ as our shield and our defender, we do not imagine, with preachers of prosperity, that we shall be protected and delivered from every bitter experience. Bible example, church history, and our own lives dispel such foolishness. Better by far to be shielded from the fiery darts of Satan, the unsheathed blade of condemning law, and the soul-crushing futility of a God-denying life, than never be ill and never be in debt. When Satan accuses God's elect, Christ steps forth to answer the charges. Romans 8:33. When justice demands retribution, the blood of Christ avails. 1 Peter 1:19. When providence overwhelms, the grace of Christ suffices. 2 Corinthians 12:9. Recently, A friend in frontline missionary work wrote with news of a fall and a fractured leg. Just when the challenge is greatest, when he needs all his strength and energy, he stumbles and breaks a bone. In such ways, our Lord prepares his people. Be still and know that I am God. Our Saviour, who will be exalted in the earth, is too wise to err, too good to be unkind. New Focus magazine is committed to the Protestant Reformed faith and the advancement of conservative and evangelical Christianity. While seeking to appeal to as wide a readership as possible, New Focus magazine will not be used as a medium for the promotion of ecumenical involvement, the charismatic movement, or liberal theology. For further inquiries, please contact Peter at go-newfocus.co.uk. Thank you.